Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Izzy Perea. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. According to reports, severe weather is expected to hit Chicago and surrounding areas today. The temperature, which is supposed to reach a high of 66, should feel pretty pleasant. However, the expected severe weather may include thunderstorms and high winds with potential tornado threats across the county. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. is predicted to be the time period with the highest risk of severe weather conditions. Make sure to bring an umbrella and stay dry on the way to class. This past Monday, the Dallas Wings selected senior guard Veronica Burton during the WNBA draft. This will make Burton the fourth player ever to play in the WNBA from Northwestern, and the first since Lindsey Pulliam was drafted last year. Burton has been awarded Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year three times and Women's Basketball Coaches Association National Defensive Player of the Year once during her college basketball career. She also had the most steals in the Big Ten each of the 4 years she played for Northwestern. Evanston City Council has decided to assist the move of Northlight Theater from Skokie to Evanston. They plan to provide $2 million to facilitate the cherished theater's return to Evanston, which is expected to create economic growth for the city. They also plan to provide $1 million to the Ox, a group dedicated to creating a Black business hub and wellness center. Both of these actions will serve to promote business and support the Black community here in Evanston. The U.S. and its allies continue efforts to hinder Russia's invasion of Ukraine by crafting a plan to force President Vladimir Putin to spend money on stabilizing Russia's economy instead of pouring funds into its war ventures. It will include actions aimed at limiting the scope of Russia's power and attacking supply chains critical to their war effort. The U.S. also aims to decrease the effect of rising energy costs on Americans as a result of the conflict. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Izzy Perea. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.